Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Lamar for Service Above Self Radio, and I want to tell you about a man who not only made Kingston his home in the latter part of his life, but a man who exemplified the motto of Rotary, Service Above Self. His name was Ray Mowry. Ray was quite a man, and in every way was all about service above self. He attended his first Rotary meeting as a teenager during the Great Depression because, well, they were serving free hot dogs. After that, he never left. And for the next 75 years, he would touch the lives of everyone he met, embodying the values of Rotary through its four-way test. In many ways, Ray was Rotary, and Rotary was Ray. It was hard to separate the two. And so you can imagine that our community shed a tear when Ray bid us farewell at the age of 90. One of the things I'll always remember about Ray is that at each and every Rotary meeting, he would give a Rotary moment, a chance for us to look back over our 100-year-plus history, to respect and revere those who went before and whose shoulders we now stand upon today. And so in honor of Ray, in his spirit, I'd like to share a moment with you, a Rotary moment, and take you back in time, 10 years ago, when 30-some-odd individuals united in this little city by the sea to get together to start something that would weave itself into the very fabric of this community, to start something for the sake of service above self.
The year was 2003, and at the encouragement of the Rotary District 5020 leadership, a challenge was put forth for clubs to look for opportunity to start new clubs. With determination, the Paulsboro North Kitsap Rotary Club stepped up to this challenge and looked towards Kingston.
And so the general membership said, yeah, let's go for it. And so Jim put together an ad hoc committee, and yours truly, Brad Brown, volunteered to participate. And after having several informal get-togethers up in Kingston, we made a decision to go for it. And so that was the genesis of the club in Kingston. Rotary is a fantastic vehicle for giving back to the community. You know, if you catch the Rotary spirit, it becomes a part of you. And that's what it's all about. It's just doing things in the community. You let the community know that that you're here, you want to give back, you participate. To me, the four-way test is invaluable, especially in a world today where everything is relative. You know, anytime an organization survives, after its creation is an accomplishment. Omne ex staris.
All right.
It all came together, and it was a group effort. You know, once you get established, then it kind of takes on a life of its own, and here we go.
And go we did. With President Brad leading the groundswell of excitement, our club was welcomed into the Kingston community and was chartered on January 20th, 2004. And then at the start of Rotary year 2004-2005, we installed Gene Medina, our first official president, as a new club, who would go on to help us set a solid base to build upon as our club established itself and moved forward into what amounted to be the centennial year of Rotary International.
From the very get-go, we were connected, and people were really kind of curious about who we were and how were we going to fit. Was very much a community-oriented club rather than a Rotary-oriented club. And it wasn't a bunch of people doing lunch together who have money. It was community members from all walks of life, if you really look at it, engaged around lunch, talking about what we could do to help the community. And so that's what we did, and I think that's where we built a really strong base. And that's why we're so community-based today, because we began that way, and we worked to continue to do it. And we've been able to branch deeper into Rotary with international projects and things like that, but that's not where we started. You know, to really lead a club and do things in your community, you really need some change. The big thing that I remember, in terms of fundraising anyway, was the support we got from the Paulsboro Club in mentoring us on how to raise funds by enabling us to partner with them on their annual auction. Gearing up a club that has no banners, has no logo, has no t-shirts, has no hats, has really no, quote, community connectivity, and to create the connectivity, to create the symbols, to create the sense of being there, you know, a presence in a community, that is a huge challenge. And I think we did that.
torch was passed, and 2005-2006 brought the leadership of our third president, Chuck Acheson. Our momentum as a club was in full force, and we continued to build upon its foundational constructs while making our presence known, serving those around us and those abroad.
I remember Chuck as being very supportive of international affairs. He certainly had a lot of interest in international things.
Chuck's the one that got us very focused on creating foundation bylaws and becoming a 501c3. And a big thing I remember was, how are we going to help our new members understand what this Rotary thing is? And then we had to have our first fireside. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And trying to help people understand that we aren't just local service, we do international service too, like Bill's point earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That was, to me, what a real challenge and a strength Chuck brought to the club.
I remember Chuck getting us involved in a lot of community activities. He always encouraged the Rotary to be there for the cleanup days. And then we had that infamous pancake breakfast up at the labor school, where we cooked and served the pancakes. I still remember Doug Halleck stirring the pancake batter with his portable drill that he had affixed a paint beater to, so he could get to the bottom of the batter pan.
I was trying to help our club grow from a local Rotary club to understand how we fit on the international context of Rotary. I think you did it in two very powerful ways. One, every Rotarian every year, and getting all of us involved at the 100% level. And I think the other piece of it was helping us understand how we fit with the Paul Harris Fellowship and how we really tied in as Rotarians just beyond our local Rotary. That's what he would tell us, is service above self.
I agree.
And then in 2006-2007, our club took a giant step in maturity as we teed up with our first major fundraiser. And leading the way was President Paulette DeGarde. What sorts of memories kind of percolate up to the top?
Well, the most significant was the first golf tournament.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty significant. It was a lot of work, and there are so many people who I'm indebted to, because they work so hard on getting the word out and helping to get people coming in, and, you know, it went very well.
It went surprisingly well.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, there were a couple glitches and things like that, but nothing that was a showstopper. No, that was a really big step to take on that kind of an activity and really be doing it independent of a POSPO. I think a good leader is one who doesn't do all the work, they orchestrate it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had been observing within Rotary was there were typically just a couple people who kind of carried the load. I was determined to break that and make it where people would actually want to contribute and feel a part of it, so that people would have ownership. Because if you're just showing up at the meeting and having lunch and talking to your buddies, you know, one day a week, that's great. But that's not really what Rotary's about. To me, it's a professional organization that has a heart and that really, truly goes out and makes a difference in a community.
And making a difference we did, as our 2007-2008 president, Phil Dorn, stepped up and led our club to deliver on a promise to bring lights to the Kingston High School football field.
During my year, we had our second Whitehorse Golf Tournament. And so the Swing for the Lights was that year.
That was the theme of that year, wasn't it?
Well, yes. And it was all the point was for our spark goals for the lights at the Kingston High School.
Right. Schools and parks around Kingston.
Correct. And I remember that as being a rainy golf tournament day. It was just not the greatest weather, but it still turned out to be an incredible success. Sometime in the middle of my term, we made a presentation of our first payment, our down payment for the lights, and we provided that to the board, and the amount was around $10,600. We're now arrived as a Rotary Club.
Yes.
And we're not new anymore. We were actually, I think, many places around the community making ourselves felt, whether that was from helping international projects like the shelter boxes that we would help whenever there are disasters happening throughout the world, to the local blood drives where, you know, we supported the Red Cross and the blood drives that were in Kingston. And so those were how we would interact. So Rotary serves the community would be my motto.
which is exactly what we continue to do as Dan Martin took the helm in 2008-2009, a president who rallied our club to catch the attention of the community.
What was happening was, by the time it was my turn, we had a lot of people that were saying, those lights, they're going to cost like $300,000 or more, you know, and there's no way we can do this. We're just a tiny little struggling club. And you got to remember, I was also trying to maintain membership during a very weak economy.
Yes.
At the time, a very weak economy, and we were, you know, just trying to maintain members was a challenge. So anyway, the message I had to get across to everyone was, we don't have to raise, you know, $250,000 or $300,000. All we have to do is raise a material amount that will catch the board of directors' attention of the school board, and they will realize that we are serious about doing this.
Yes.
And it worked. So I love Rotary, and I fell in love with it back in 1986 when I was invited to be a charter member of the Woodinville Club. And the one thing I think that grabbed me and really resonated with me was service above self. And the fact that they are so big and so well known in hundreds of countries all around the world. And the reason that fascinated me is because you're talking about transcending all the different religions, all the different politics. How do they do it? Well, they have the four-way test. When you make a decision, you have to follow the four-way test. And it doesn't make any difference what your religious beliefs are, what your politics are, or anything. It brings all these people together, and that's why they get things done.
Getting things done was what we were all about when Skip Peters captained the ship in 2009-2010. As our president, he not only wanted us to know why we were Rotarians, but that each of us had something to offer.
I remember the old mill days.
Mm.
That was an exciting event. We decided to do an Oktoberfest. The dinner ran for 3 days, and I don't think we made very much money, but it was an interesting experience. We certainly got the whole club involved in doing it. And then in the spring, I discovered that the Cola Cola preschool needed some work, and made that my personal project. We poured new ramps for the handicapped and built new staircases and porches on both the front and the back of the school. And so that was a good effort. Each of us is responsible for what Rotary is and what it's to become. It's all I know, and it seems to have a broad appeal. We don't just do one project or a set of little projects. We seem to have taken on the whole world. And at the same time, taking on local grown-up projects and local youth projects. I find that very satisfying.
Taking on the whole world and the community was the spirit we had entering into 2010-2011 when Mr. Frederick Branchflower's leadership as president and Heart for the Homeless caused us to forge stronger relationships with our neighborhood and those serving it. And as part of that effort, we launched Service Above Self Radio.
And I'm very excited about it. I think it's a great way to get the Rotary message out to not only our local neighborhood, but the world for that matter.
And you certainly, Frederick, had a passion for the homeless issue.
I still do. One of our missions is to make the community aware of the real problem out there. And there is a homeless problem, and it's a real homeless problem. But I'm not so interested in the reason for the homeless, but what can we do as a community to help them out? I wasn't feeling that the service clubs were working together. I felt that there was this animosity between them, and I didn't like that. Rotary doesn't have any boundaries. Countries don't turn away Rotary because Rotary is within their country themselves. I think we're in something like 200 different countries. We have 34,000 clubs, 1.2 million members. That is a huge group of people. And they are all trying to work within their community and do things. And at the same time, we're also working at the community level. And it's just great. And nobody gets paid. The support for the club, especially our club, it's just absolutely fabulous. Absolutely great. We latch on to something and we come together as a club and get it done.
And get it done we did, because 2011-2012 President Clint Boxman took the wheel and challenged us all to think big.
There was a lot of things going on, and I just thought, how am I going to do this? And I do not want to set this club up for failure under my helm. And so it was, I think, easier once I knew who I had around me from my board and the members, obviously, because they are what make the club. And afterwards, after a couple of meetings, it was pretty easy to understand that as long as you don't take them off course, Rotary does its thing. And that was what I remember most, was just how good this club is and all the great things that we accomplished. We had just come off of really three incredible years. We had already eclipsed a record in fundraising. I believe it was 34,000. And it was sort of this huge joy and relief to have raised that much, you know, from the golf tournament to the fun run in the beer garden. I felt like we were more complacent, like that's as much as we can do. And there's no way we can do more. And I always thought we could do a lot more. And so I thought long and hard when I was at Pets and everything else. And I thought, you know, to set a goal of 50,000 would be very difficult to say. And I remember unveiling it at one of our first meetings, and I just heard the crickets in the room. It was silence, like, you are crazy. Because I knew it was possible. And then to see it come full circle after a long 12 months, it was awesome. Literally people's faces, like, gasping. And that was sort of another sort of silent period, thinking, we did do that.
Yes, we did. And though he's not lining up for a second term, he says there's no reason 100,000 is not in our future. '12-2013 brought with it the effective managerial skills with a little fun when President Don Hutchins took the gavel and led our club into its next year.
The theme during the year I was president was peace through service. In other words, while we provide a service to the international community, we are actually building peace in the world through service projects. And I think that that's tremendously true. Developing our goals and developing our budget were the things that were probably the trickiest part. After that, the execution was relatively easy. You ask a Rotary Club to do something that they've already agreed they want to do, and you just got to get out of their way. And we're making Kingston better incrementally, a little bit every year at a time. We do this because it's fun. You get a warm, fuzzy feeling in the pit of your stomach when you do something for someone else. And doing things which give you warm fuzzies is my definition of fun. I don't think this club has ever had a bad year, and I don't expect we're going to. We're growing. We've got enthusiastic new members coming at us from almost every direction, and I think that the years ahead of us are looking even better than the ones we're putting behind us now.
President Misha Rauser brings us to date with Rotary Year 2013-2014. Our club is now 10. We're growing up and making an impact.
We need to appreciate what we do as Rotarians. The impact that we make is so huge. We're looking at our decade of service. We're looking back like, wow, we really have made a difference. One of the reasons our club has been, I think, so successful and on that trend is because I have been standing on the shoulders of amazing leaders. We have been very gifted to have some really amazing leaders and talent.
And you know, it helps when you have a great community to serve.
Oh my gosh, it so does. Yeah, we do. We live in a very special community. The base of this is how amazing just Rotary is in general. how organized, how, I mean, they've done this, they've got it figured out. It's a smooth running machine. And like they said, you know, even the presidents are realizing you just kind of step in it, but it keeps running itself. So because of that, then it makes it easier to make a difference in the world because you are part of this well-lubricated, well-running machine that just knows how to make change. And you just ride along with it. So to me, I think it's extremely powerful to be a Rotarian.
Perfect. Thank you, everybody.